This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Hurricane Dorian is expected to keep getting stronger Friday. That's according to the latest update from the U.S.'s National Hurricane Center. Forecasters predict the Category 2 storm could slam into the U.S. state of Florida as a Category 4 hurricane at the beginning of next week. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
There is still plenty of open water separating Dorian from the U.S. mainland.
We are anticipating strengthening.
Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center says this hurricane could reach powerful Category 4.
The current forecast has Dorian coming ashore late Monday or Tuesday.
Just where Dorian will land is a big question, somewhere between the Florida Keys and southern Georgia.
There is a non-zero chance that Dorian could miss Florida completely, but it is low enough that nobody should get lulled into any kind of security.
President Trump is comparing Dorian to Hurricane Andrew, which devastated South Florida in 1992.
It's looking like it could be an absolute monster.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Donald Trump has backed out of a trip to Poland to monitor the approaching storm. He was set to attend events commemorating the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. AP correspondent Vanessa Gira reports President Trump's decision to cancel is a blow to Poland's current administration, which had counted on the visit as a boost before parliamentary elections.
Poland is a quite conservative country, and Trump is fairly well liked in Poland compared to many other countries in Western Europe.
Vice President Mike Pence will head to Poland in Trump's place. The AP reports a 9-year-old Congolese girl who tested positive for Ebola in neighboring Uganda has died, according to officials on Friday. The girl, who was traveling with her mother, was identified at a border screening Wednesday as a possible Ebola patient and isolated. This is VOA News. China rejects